Lock on phases and return fire. Our shields are failing. Bridge to engine room. We need more power to the shields immediately. We're dying up here.
We're falling apart down here. I've got nothing left in the reserve to give you, Captain.
Understood. Keep firing all weapons, phasers and photon torpedoes. Will someone turn off that damn alarm?
I detect no damage to the enemy vessel, Captain. And by the way, our shields have completely failed.
Well, there's nowhere we're going down like this. Prepare for ramming speed. Target the enemy's drive section, and await my command.
Incoming transmission.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Same old Borg, nothing new there. Bridge to engineering. The moment we get within range, I want you to trigger a warp core breach. We're gonna take them with us, at the very least.
But Captain, surely there's got to be...
No arguments. I will not allow the Borg to get through the planet. All hands, this is Captain Beckett. To the crew of the Twilight, it has been an honor serving with you for the past 18 months. But we have one final, brave move left to do. We must destroy the Borg. They must not be allowed to reach the Tarath system. And that means sacrificing this ship and our lives to do it. I'm sorry, but we have no other choice.
Engineer Larson, trigger the core breach. Now, do it now!
Yes, sir.
Captain, I'm detecting a massive subspecial anomaly off the port bow. We are being dragged inside.
Warning, warp core collapse in 10 seconds.
Space, the everlasting frontier. These are the journeys of the USS Twilight. Our mission? To seek out new forms of life and new civilizations. To go boldly where no man, where no one has gone before. Episode 1, Into the Breach.
Damn it! Damage report! Where are we? What the hell just happened?
Captain, sensors are down. Astrometrics is down. Internal communications are down.
Haven't you got any good news for me?
Yes. The Borg are gone.
I thought you didn't have any sensors.
Just before they went offline, we detected an explosion with a Borg power signature. Their cube has been destroyed.
Well, no one could argue with that being good news. Commander Kolor, I need you to liaise with engineering and sort out the damage control teams. I'll be in my ready room. Let me know the moment the sensors are back online.
As you command, Captain.
Captain's log, USS Twilight. James Beckett in command. It has been 5 years since the destruction of Vulcan at the hands of the war criminal known as Nero. But since then, a new threat has arisen. They call themselves the Borg. Half human, half mechanical cybernetic monsters. My ship, the Twilight, was designed to fight them. Much smaller than a Constitution-class ship such as the Enterprise. The Twilight has more advanced weapons and a much faster biomimetic warp drive. Our encounter with the Borg of the Tarath system has left us stranded, drifting in unknown space. and the casualty reports haven't even started rolling in yet. I sit here waiting for Kolor, my half-Klingon, half-human first officer, to bring me the bad news.
Captain Beckett, please report to the bridge.
On my way. What is it, Commander?
We have partial senses. And Engineer Larson informs me that we have partial impulse power as well.
I can't help but overhear the overuse of the word partial there, Commander.
We live in an imperfect world, Captain.
Indeed. Casualty reports?
There's a small incontinuity, Captain. There are no deaths reported, but all the 57 crew members are reported missing.
What the hell do you mean, missing?
As far as the senses can tell me, they did not cross over with the rest of the ship.
Cross over? Where are we?
The senses recorded nothing. No stars, planets, anomalies of any kind. Even the subspatial disturbance that we fell through disappeared as quickly as it arrived.
Well, we can't be nowhere. There's no such thing as nowhere.
I must beg to differ, Captain. And Engineer Larson agrees with my conclusion.
And what conclusion exactly is that?
We have left our galaxy, somehow crossed through the Great Barrier, and are stuck in the expansive region between galaxies.
There must be a way back, somehow! There's a way back, Captain. But you're not going to like it. Who the hell are you? What are you doing on my bridge? Moi? Such an aggressive tone to take. I'm just a friendly, neighborhood, omnipotent life form. You can call me Q.